From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. General David Petraeus is now formally in command of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the general calls it a critical moment in the conflict.
At the headquarters of the international forces that have been based in Kabul since 2001, General Petraeus took command of all U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan with a simple ceremony. Petraeus said that after so many years of war, part of his mission is to convince both the Afghan public and the Taliban insurgency that international forces are here to protect civilians and help develop the country. Petraeus told the assembled soldiers and diplomats, "We are in this to win. That is our clear objective." But the definition of victory in Afghanistan has become an open debate in both Washington and Kabul. General Petraeus indicated there would be no major change in the counterinsurgency strategy he helped design for his predecessor, which has so far failed to stem the growing violence. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Baghdad today. He's meeting with Iraq's two main political rivals. He's hoping they can agree on how to form a new government. NPR's Kelly McGevers reports from Baghdad.
Biden met separately with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi at a 4th of July ceremony to grant citizenship to foreign-born soldiers in the U.S. military. The vice president said he's optimistic the two Iraqi sides will come to an agreement. "This is local politics," Biden told reporters earlier. "This is not a lot different than any other government." The stalemate began after Iraq's March 7th general elections, when neither Maliki nor Alawi won enough seats to form a government. Maliki, a Shiite, has since joined with other Shiite parties, but that bloc has failed to agree on a candidate for prime minister. A senior administration official said Biden is here to listen and offer advice, but some Iraqi officials said the vice president should and probably will apply more pressure than that. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
President Obama is hosting a barbecue at the White House today for members of the military and their families. They'll be able to watch the national fireworks display from the South Lawn. Some local 4th of July displays around the country are being canceled this year for lack of money, including in Clayton, North Carolina, population 16,000. Mayor Jody McLeod says spending $30,000 for fireworks this year didn't seem right at a time of layoffs.
"While I did have a few emails a couple of weeks ago about how in the world can you take away the fireworks for the 4th of July, that really just made me think, you know, there's really more to the 4th of July than fireworks. It's really about being the American that we were all created to be."
He said most residents understand you can only spend what you have, just like a family. Dallas, Texas had canceled its display until a recycling company stepped off and offered to pay. This is NPR News. Mexicans in a dozen states are voting today for governors, mayors, and other positions. Troops and federal police have been deployed in an effort to keep order after a violent campaign that included the assassinations of some candidates, most likely by drug cartels. President Felipe Calderon urged his countrymen to vote and show they will not be intimidated. But scores of election workers have quit. They're afraid to show up for work at the polling stations. A Russian spacecraft is about to make a second attempt to dock with the International Space Station. The unmanned cargo ship is carrying food, water, and oxygen, along with other supplies. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow. The spacecraft was launched from Kazakhstan last week and failed in its first attempt to dock on Friday.
NASA said the Progress spacecraft's automated docking system aborted after receiving a conflicting signal from its manual docking system. Progress ships have been in use since 1978 and are known for their reliability. Experts said the craft behaved exactly as it should in the situation, flying on past the station. The second attempt will again be automated, but as a precaution, this time the space station crew will not turn on the manual system. In the event of another failure, the Progress will back up to a safe distance and can try to dock again. Officials say the space station is well stocked and there is no danger of shortages, even if the crew have to wait until the next Progress arrives in September. However, some scientific experiments could be affected. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
In tennis, Rafael Nadal won the men's singles title at Wimbledon today for the second time. It's also his eighth Grand Slam championship. He beat Tomas Berdych in straight sets, 6-3, 7-5, 6-4. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.